Worldview Radio and WVW-TV is made possible because of listeners like you. Thank you so much for your tax-deductible contribution that you can make at WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com or by calling 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also send your tax-deductible contribution via check to WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. That's again WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. Thank you for helping make possible Worldview Radio and WVW-TV broadcasts.
Faith, spiritual values, moral issues, government, economy, education, work, responsibility. What we think about these depends on our worldview. Now, VCY America presents Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House.
Welcome. Glad you're with us today. And joining me for our Israeli update is our friend Aaron in Israel. And as we are going on the air right now, we are getting word that members of, let me just go to the headline. This is what's being reported. Israeli members of parliament watched video footage from the Hamas massacre on October 7th. Many of them broke down and left the parliament in tears. There's video footage of this, and It's understandable why this would be so difficult to watch. Some of us have seen the video footage, and others have chosen not to see it. Some of it, I'm sure, has not been released, but enough has been put together because these guys went around, the Hamas terrorists went around with body cameras on. And folks, just think about the reality of that. They went around with body cameras on, filming, beheading people, raping people, burning them alive, putting a baby in an oven and baking the baby alive. I talked to one of my Jewish friends today, and this individual is also a mother, and she broke down sobbing, telling of the report. She wanted to know if I'd seen it, and I said, yeah, I'd seen it. And she broke down sobbing as an Israeli, as a mother. In that conversation with this individual, as well as on camera last night with Olivier Melnick, and if you go to our website, Worldview Tube, like in TV Tube, T-U-B-E, worldviewtube.com, you will see last night Olivier Melnick and I. Olivier is a Messianic Jew, like my friend Aaron. Here was the title of our presentation last night, our interview last night. Gentiles are making plans to hide Jews and provide protection, says Jewish author and expert on anti-Semitism. Gentiles are making plans to hide Jews and provide protection. Well, you guys know 2 weeks ago I did a whole segment and said, indeed, is that... Are Gentiles going to have to provide places for Jews to hide? That was 2 weeks ago. I did a little monologue on that. And now we find out that my Jewish friend Olivier is indeed working with a network of righteous Gentiles who are working to provide protection and housing for any of the Jews that come under assault. And that's exactly what we've been involved in here quietly behind the scenes in the Mid-South the last few weeks. We won't talk about any of the plans or things being done, but I can say that this is probably going on around the world right now, quietly and carefully. Righteous Gentiles are making plans and preparation for safe houses and other things. Did you ever think we would be alive to see this, my friends? It's one thing to go and watch the film The Hiding Place from the 1970s. I guess it's been redone since then. It's one thing to watch documentaries or Schindler's List from the comfort of our safe homes, living rooms. It's another thing to actually see it playing out on the world stage. And it is. The sad thing is, there are not many righteous Gentiles left on the planet when it comes to the Jews. And certainly not inside the Christian world. We have warned this audience many times with presentations at our Ozarks Worldview Weekend with John Leffler, the coming persecution of the West. In that presentation, that had to be 2006, 2007, 2008, somewhere in there. I'll have to go look it up. In that presentation, John warned that when persecution comes to the West, one group of people you're going to have to really look out for are, quote, Christians, end quote. You're going to have to look out and be aware of the people you go to, quote, church with, end quote. Because the evangelical world has been so infiltrated by pretenders, by the world. And now we have some of the biggest anti-Semites that I ever deal with coming from the so-called evangelical Christian world, so-called. So you can see very quickly why there are so few righteous Gentiles, because many of them have been taught an eschatology and a theology that breeds anti-Semitism. But did you ever think you'd be the generation to go from watching about it on a screen to now potentially living in it? Righteous Gentiles. That's what the world needs more of. You know what's a really sad indictment? I can cue it up here and play it for you guys here in just a second. But CNN, I played a clip last night from CNN. CNN had someone say and speak more truth than you will hear from most churches in America today, CNN. That's very disturbing to me. Very disturbing to me. But reality is, that's exactly what I played last night. More truth coming from the news desk at CNN than from most churches in America. I want to play that for you before I go to Aaron in Israel. And remember, this is CNN. What's the point I'm making? Christians, are we really going to hide our light under a bushel? Are we really going to allow certain denominations and theologies and eschatologies drive the narrative for the real Christian world so that more truth comes out of CNN than from the average pulpit or Sunday school classroom in America? Listen to what CNN said. Have you seen this?
I don't think I have.
I was shocked it was CNN, and I have to say, good for them. Watch and listen to this.
I don't remember seeing anything like this. We surely didn't when we were on college campus. No. And, I mean, shame on these university heads and leadership at these schools from all over the country, because we're seeing these images
coming. Why, though? Why are leaders, school presidents, school boards at these large universities afraid to speak unequivocally about things like this?
I don't know. There are plenty of other issues they felt that they can address head on. And yet when it comes to the issue of anti-Semitism, there's always this veiled, well, it's complicated, it's Israel, it's Zionism. No, it is unadulterated anti-Semitism. And when you're speaking out about Hamas murdering not just Israelis, they murdered Jews. You have to just say that outright. That is an issue that's affecting Jews around the world. And now it's created a scenario, and we've talked about it, on this show. And God bless the United States of America. And I am so happy to live in the U.S. as a Jew. But to have conversations with family members, with friends, with loved ones, what are you doing? Are you taking your mezuzah down? What are you talking to your college students about? It is unacceptable. Are we kidding ourselves? In 2023, there's no other issue, whether they're social justice movements, anything else, that we've looked forward as progressive citizens of the world that we haven't addressed head on. And yet this is the one issue we keep coming back to that we have to be, you know, sort of equivocal about here. And that there's nothing to hold us back from standing up for the rights of Jews, the rights of Muslims, the rights of all minorities. And say, in this environment, in this day and age, it is unacceptable to be saying death to Jews, death to Israelis, death to Zionism, whatever it is. But every morning, there's a pit in my stomach waking up and seeing these headlines.
And look, if you're going to say never again, we have to remember, what was October 7th? That was the biggest slaughter of Jews since the Holocaust in a single day.
And all of a sudden, there wasn't even a 24-hour period of mourning before it became victim blaming two sides to this story. No, it is not difficult for college campus leadership to come out and say what happened on October 7th was a massacre. It was unacceptable. And we will do everything we can to protect our Jewish students just as well as we will protect our Muslim students and every other minorities on our campuses.
Vianna, thank you very, very much. And we do want to continue this conversation with this.
Wow. Aaron joins us live from Israel, CNN. And I'm sorry to say that is not going on in enough so-called churches in America today. I am still talking to Christians, evangelicals, that are oblivious to what's happening in Israel. They know there's a war going on over there, but they don't understand who is Hamas, who is Hezbollah. They don't care. They're talking about the next trip, the next ball game, the next hunting adventure, what they're doing this weekend. They see it as over there. I'm deliberately polling some of the people I know in the Mid-South. They don't care. It's too complicated to figure out. They don't want to learn who are the players. Who's Hezbollah? Who's Hamas? You know, what about Yemen? You know, Jordan, Lebanon. They don't want to know. Aaron?
Yeah, and one of the other things, as well as what you've just said, Brandon, is that some people just don't want to believe that it could happen. When Muslims come into places in the small numbers and they let people know what their goal is, we want a caliphate, we want Sharia law, people think it'll never happen. Certainly not on our watch, not in our democracy, not in our beautiful America. It'll never happen. And it's happening. Go to Dearborn, Michigan. Go to Denmark. Go to Copenhagen. Go to Paris. Go to London. It's happening. That's the rude shock awakening. I just watched about an hour ago one of the three main leaders of Hamas on Arabic television. And he said, what happened on October the 7th is going to happen again. And again,
we have the clip. I pulled down here. I'm going to turn the audio off and read it to you because he'll be speaking in Arabic or whatever. Israel is a country that has no place on our land. We must remove that country because it constitutes a security, military, and political catastrophe to the Arab and Islamic nation and must, he's talking awfully fast, and must be finished. We are not ashamed to say this with full force. We must teach Israel a lesson, and we will do this again and again. We must. The Allah Aska flood is just the first time, and there will be a second, a third, and a fourth. Because we have the determination, the resolve, and the capability to fight. We have to pay a price. Will we have to pay a price? Yes, and we are ready to pay it. We are called a nation of martyrs. We are proud to sacrifice martyrs. We did not want to harm civilians, but there were complications on the ground, and there was a party in the area with civilian population. I'll pick it up there. The guy's obviously a liar. They knew exactly what they were doing. I'm sure it was very well planned as to the day, and they knew what was going to be going on. So we'll pick up this, but this is what's being said from memory. They're playing this video of this Hamas leader saying they're going to do this again and again and again. We'll be back with more live report from Aaron in Israel. It's Worldview Radio, our website, worldviewradio.com. Hello, I'm Brandon House, and we are constantly adding emergency supplies to our store, WVWTVstore.com. One that we recently added was emergency gas masks. These are military-grade, military-standard gas masks. We are receiving these from a contact of ours through Israel. These are Israeli-made gas masks. This is what families in Israel would use, folks. And they know about terrorist attacks, don't they? Now you say, why would I want to have a gas mask on hand with a carbon filter? Well, there are several reasons, I think. One, the threat of biological and nuclear attack. And we also know that we are seeing unprecedented, it sure seems like it, unprecedented numbers of train derailments. Let's not forget what happened in Ohio, where the air was absolutely contaminated. I live a few miles from a train track. Lots of trains coming through carrying chemicals. If there is a spill, if God forbid there's a derailment and a spill, well, if I want to get out of the area, I would certainly first want to don a military-style gas mask, would I not? And then seek safety far away. So again, this is something we've added to our website. And you know what? Within 24 hours, we sold over 40 of these, which tells me many of you understand the seriousness of the threat, and you also want to have some of these for your family. Again, you can see our inventory at WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. We have other things there, emergency EMT bags, potassium iodine to protect your thyroid in the event of a nuclear event. Too much to name. It's there. You'll find it, WVWTVstore.com. Not just emergency supplies, but also freeze-dried food. You can also use our phone number, 901-468-9357, if you'd like to order through the phone. 901-468-9357. Or again, just visit the website, WVWTVstore.com. That's WVWTVstore.com. All right, welcome back. WorldviewRadio.com. Our TV segments are on demand at WorldviewTube.com. And again, on December 2nd and 3rd, that's a Saturday and a Sunday, we are going to be celebrating 30 years of what the Lord has allowed us to providentially do. Even some of my friends that are not evangelical churchgoers, one of them said to me this morning, Brandon, it's quite remarkable what God has done to bring you where you are at this time. Folks, I have unsaved friends, just so you know. I do. I have unsaved friends. And one of my unsaved friends said to me recently, I would love to know who you were in a former life. I started laughing. They wanted to know, who have I been? I've been reincarnated, and they'd like to know who I was in a former life. So what I'm trying to say to you is, even some of my unsaved contacts and friends that I deal with are looking at this and are saying, "Isn't it interesting that?" And they use the word God. Isn't it interesting that God put you where you are now with all the studying you've done for years to understand these issues, and here you are now. Some of my friends that are obviously not, you know, evangelical theological students, and of course, I like having people that are not Christians as friends, in part because I want to be salt and light in that arena as well, right? But even they are waking up to the fact that something's going on, that God is doing something with you, with me. I'm speaking to you, listening friend. Isn't that interesting? The world is watching to see how we as Christians are responding and talking about the issues. There's a reason, by the way, that our website traffic has spiked since October 7th. Our website traffic has spiked since October 7th. People are tuning in to understand what's happening. And some of them are not, you know, dispensationalists. They're not conservative evangelical Christians. Some of them have said to me, Brandon, I was raised in the church. Some have said, I was raised in the church. I used to know some of this. It's been years since I've even thought about it. But they walked away from the church. Many of them have gotten into spiritualism, more new agey stuff. But now they're some of them are calling me up and they're making conversation about these things and wanting to hear about it from the Bible. You know, it's amazing what's happening. It's amazing what God can do and use in our sinful, fallen world to open the door for us, to take what's common to the culture and turn it into a pulpit, as I like to say. So 30 years ago, this past February, Worldview Weekend was founded. And then we did Worldview Weekends in 300-plus locations. Then in 1995, I got into radio. 2006, I started the television division. And we cannot boast or brag in any of this because God has done it all. I even said to someone today, I said, my wife and I were not counting on having any more children. Our plan was the two we had. My wife had a few miscarriages, but that we were not planning on any more children. And then along comes this third child, Logan, who God gave this ability to do what he does. And none of my other children have this ability. They have other gifts and abilities. But Logan has this special and unique ability for television equipment and production and things that blow my mind. And when he was 17, I said, you're going to learn to post-edit television. And you may hate it, and you can choose another career. But if you love it, this may be your career. General Flynn, when he was 17, was in the studio, and Logan was adjusting one of the cameras. I was standing back there also working on another one of the cameras, and we were in between filming, and General Flynn said, hey, Logan, what are you going to do with your life? General Flynn was sitting at this very news desk, and we're about to start filming again. He said, what are you going to do with your life? And Logan said, I'm not really sure yet. He said, well, I hope you will seriously consider getting into the broadcasting field with your father. He said, I know if I were your age and my dad had a studio and a control room and everything that he's got here, I would think that was really an amazing path for a career. And if it's not what you want to do, so be it. But he said, General Flynn says to him, I hope you'll consider the opportunity that's in front of you. I stood back there and I kept my mouth shut because I thought, what are the odds of a 3-star general retired, some of his stature, former director of national intelligence, encouraging your 17-year-old, you might want to work with your old man. This is a pretty cutting-edge field and needed now, and certainly from the Christian worldview perspective. Well, Logan took to it like duck to a water, and we are now doing things that blow even my mind because I don't know how to do these things. I don't know how to do what he's doing. We run into problems. He gets frustrated. I say, you know what? I'm not worried about it. You'll figure it out. You always do. And within a few minutes or an hour, this problem, he has figured it out. Providentially, you know, the Bible says we're born at a time and a place of God's choosing for his purpose. And here I am with a child I was not expecting. I thought we were done. And along comes this third child with a specific set of skills that I need, providentially, at this time. I could tell you amazing things. How can we boast in anything that we have not done? You can't boast in something that's a gift. You can't boast in something that someone else did. And that's what our December 2nd and 3rd is going to be. It's going to be a celebration, December 2nd and 3rd, of what God is doing, what God has done. And we're going to play a lot of first-time interviews and keynote addresses from our Ozarks Conference. And we hope you'll join us December 2nd and 3rd, worldviewtube.com. Joining me again is Aaron from Israel. Let's go back to this video from memory. This is a Hamas leader saying they're going to do what they did on October 7th again and again. He finishes with, and there was a party in the area with civilian population, like they weren't planning that, like some things happened. He's a liar. And he says from there, it was a large area across 40 kilometers. The occupation Where? In the Gaza Strip? Question. No, I'm talking about all the Palestinian lands. Does that mean the annihilation of Israel? Yes, of course. The existence of Israel is illogical. The existence of Israel is what causes all that pain, blood, and tears. It is Israel, not us. We are the victims of the occupation, period. Therefore, nobody should blame us for the things we do. On October 7th, October 10th, October 10th, 1 million, everything we do is justified. On, I guess he's saying on October 7th, October 10th, October 1 million, everything we do is justified. Wow. Let's see what else he says here. Is that it? That's it. All right, Aaron, you want to respond to that?
Well, in the eyes of the West, we are an outrage at statements like that. But in the eyes and ears of a devout Muslim, this is fulfilling the call of a Muslim to spread Islam. This is when the Muslim calendar began, when Muhammad migrated from Mecca to Medina. That's when the Muslim calendar began, and he started to spread Islam. And the goal of every Muslim is to imitate Muhammad. So by spreading Islam, not just the message, part of spreading Islam is that everyone must surrender. That's what the word Islam and Muslim, which come from the same root word, means. Surrender, submit. So all people and all land must be submitted to Allah, their God, and His will. And any person or land that is not can be taken by force. So we think Muslims are crazy, they're out of their minds, but according to their religion and vision of a civilization, they are in their right mind. They are following orders from their commander-in-chief, Muhammad. So that's what drives them. That's what motivates them even to give their lives, because they believe they're doing the will of Allah. The West, we need to understand this. The more we understand it, when we see them making these threats, we need to take it very, very, very seriously. And I talked the other night about this is not a Palestinian-Israeli issue. This goes back to the 7th centuries when Islam started, when they started to spread, when they were chopping people's heads off, burying them in the deserts, and spreading throughout Europe. This is why the 7 Catholic Crusades rose up. The Crusades mainly were, especially the First Crusade, which was the mother of all Crusades, started to overthrow and stop the Muslim extension. By the way, that's why the Muslims wanted to build a mosque at Ground Zero in New York. It was to be a statement of us conquering land. You know, the American soldiers, the Israeli soldiers, when they take over land, what do? They usually put a flag. Well, the Muslims, they put a mosque. They put a shrine. And it's usually elevated. It's usually very, very high, symbolic that everything underneath is surrendered and submitted to Allah. So, guys, those who are watching, we need to wake up. We need to know what their strategy, what their plan is. And, of course, even the mullahs, the imams, the sheikhs from both Sunni and Shiite, they have the same goal. Of course, they have arguments among themselves. But this is why watching statements like this man doesn't surprise us. And we will not be intimidated. We cannot afford to be intimidated. And the same for you there in the West, Brandon. You cannot afford to let fear and intimidation control you, because People that are not equipped, people that are not filled with the Spirit of God, they will be intimidated. In fact, the Lord said in the last days, one of the signs that he said, men's hearts will fail them for fear and for the things that are coming on the earth. So we need to prepare ourselves. We need to open our eyes and understand our enemies.
What are you hearing, Aaron, about Hezbollah and Hamas bringing a massive attack against Israel coming up on November 3rd, Friday evening, Israel time? We're getting some reports that if Israel doesn't stop this, that this is coming. I'll let you think about that, maybe check any sources you have online real quick. But we're hearing reports right now during the broadcast that some people are saying that a major attack is coming from Hamas and Hezbollah against Israel on November 3rd, Friday night, Israel time, because there is the continuation of the move in Gaza. We'll get to that with our friend Aaron. His website is lighttothenationsministry.com, lighttothenationsministry.com. We also have more calls on social media for the extermination of the Jews. We'll get to that. Don't go away.
Hello, listening friends. I'm Brandon House. Do you appreciate Worldview Report, my 30-minute nightly newscast every night? Did you know that takes a team of about seven of us 15 man hours a day to put together just that 30-minute broadcast? How about Brandon House Live? It's live every night for 90 minutes. Then, of course, we have Worldview Radio that's on from 1 to 2 p.m. Central Time, live each day. Then I've added a Sunday morning news magazine show called Worldview Report Sunday. It's an hour every Sunday morning, Worldview Report Sunday. And then, of course, on Sunday night, I have a Bible study online, a little church service online every Sunday night since 2015. That's called Worldview Weekend Hour. And then I have the Worldview Financial Report, a 30-minute financial newscast. If you appreciate all the programs that we're putting out and producing here, absolutely free of charge, we need your sponsorship. We need your support. Would you please go to WVWFoundation.com and become a supporter? WVWFoundation.com. Please help us continue to push out free programming to people all around the world. Many people put their programming behind a paywall. We don't. We push it all out for free. And yet, it's not free to us. We spend thousands of dollars a month in bandwidth bills and having to pay people to produce the shows, put them up online, maintain the websites, the servers. It's very expensive to do television, folks, and very expensive to give it away. So we need your sponsorship. Please consider going right now to WVWFoundation.com and making a contribution. We have the end-of-the-year goal from October 1st to December 31st of raising $275,000 to meet our end-of-the-year goals for 2024. So starting October 1st to the 31st of December, that's what we need to do. Would you please consider praying now about becoming a regular contributor or making a one-time or occasional contribution? You'll also find our mailing address there on our website if you prefer to support us through the mail. That's WVWFoundation.com. You can also give by phone by calling 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. We are looking for more regular monthly contributors so that we know we have the resources we need each month to meet our ever-growing budgets as we expand and add shows and add new programs by new hosts. In fact, if you visit our website, WVWTV.com, which is also the URL, WorldviewTube.com, WorldviewTube.com, you'll find all kinds of shows we carry for you to watch by Dr. Andy Woods, Alex Newman, and the list goes, Dr. Rob Linstead, Trevor Loudon. I mean, those are just some I can think of off the top of my head. You'll find all of them free of charge at WorldviewTube.com, but we need your help to continue pushing out free programming and content like this. Thank you for your support at WVWFoundation.com, WVWFoundation.com. Welcome back. Glad you're with us. Worldview Radio, our website, WorldviewRadio.com. Aaron, what are you hearing about the reports that Hezbollah and Hamas might attack Israel Friday night, Israel time, because they got their next wave planned? What are you hearing? Anything?
Well, firstly, they already are attacking us. we're getting constant missiles and rockets fired from South Lebanon. But the reports that you're referring to, Brandon, this coming Friday at 3 p.m., Nasrallah, who is the head of Hezbollah, he will be going live, the first time that he will be going live, giving an official statement, announcement. Let's see what he says. But in response to these threats, I know our military will be taking them 100% extremely serious. Now, if that is true, if it breaks out in the north in a massive attack, I'm not talking about what's happening now. What's happening now is bad enough. Constant missiles from the north. I've already mentioned a few times that 125,000 residents from the north in about 40 different towns and villages have left. They've been told by our military and by our government to clear the northern border. So they're out of there. They're ready. But if the reports that we're hearing are going to be true and it happens, God help us. And we need prayer. We need our air defense missiles. We need Americans to help us. They have approximately 200,000 surface-to-air missiles. And I mentioned the other night that we have our Iron Dome. We have the Patriot missiles. We have the American missiles system as well, which will be able to defend many, many rockets far, but guaranteed, probably in the hundreds of missiles, they will get through.
But that brings up a question I was already going to ask you, so thank you for going there, and that is, we're reading reports that a cruise missile was shot at you guys, that came from Yemen. So can you distinguish for our listening friends the difference between a cruise missile and the rockets? You've been getting these rockets, but the rockets are not at the same level, are they, as the cruise missiles, correct?
Correct. No, the cruise missiles are a different powered engine, and they are designed to hit specific targets. The missiles and the rockets, they fire, they can land anywhere, and they do land anywhere. They more or less have a range and an area where they're fired toward. But the cruise missiles, they are precision missiles aimed at certain places. Now, in the north, in a city not too far from where I am, half an hour from where I am, 45 minutes drive, we have petroleum tanks, big petroleum, in the city of Haifa. We have a massive port there. We have massive government buildings, you name it. But the petroleum tanks, things like that, they know where our sensitive areas are. So, we are on high alert, and we are taking their threats very, very serious. Now, having said that, about 2 hours ago, our defense minister, Yoav Gallant, he got on live on television, gave an address to the nation, talking about what's happening in the south, in Gaza. 20,000 of our troops are now on the ground. Sadly, in the last 36 hours, we've lost 16 of our soldiers.
I just read that.
Heartbreaking. We have hundreds and hundreds of tanks and armored vehicles on the ground inside of Gaza. By the way, Anthony Blinken, your Secretary of State, he will be arriving tomorrow in Israel. Let's wait to see what he has to say. But the reports is that the Americans have given Israel the green light to attack Hezbollah in South Lebanon. So by the sounds of everything, it is about to begin, the big battle that we've been waiting for and talking about for years. I hope I'm totally wrong, but everything seems to be pointing at that about to happen. Not to mention what you referred to in the south, the cruise missiles, they were sent by the Houthis in Yemen. This is just another proxy of Iran in the south, about 1,000 miles from Israel, the Yemenite Houthis. They are a faction of the people. About a third of the people from Yemen have declared war on Israel. So that's another front that we're facing.
And November 9th, 2023 will be the anniversary or the solemn marking of what occurred November 9th, 1938, the night of the broken glass, Kristallnacht. I mentioned that last night. I said, Aaron, I don't know what will happen November 9th, but these radicals like to do things on dates. They seem to like to do things on certain dates. We've got the Yom Kippur 1973, and now we have this happen in 2023. They like to do things on certain dates. So I'm going to be on a little bit of a high alert watching what's going on globally on November 9th, because that was the official start of the Holocaust, according to many historians, the night of the broken glass, where they went around and marked the shops of the Jews. Much of that had already been done, and then began to break those shop windows, you know, basically riot into those Jewish communities and shops and drag the men off. Many of the men were started to be dragged off to concentration camps that night. That, according to many historians, was the start of the Holocaust. So November 9th is something also we're watching approach. What are your thoughts on that?
You know what, Brandon? The first thing that comes to me is the Jewish communities all around the world, on that day, they need to also be on very, very high alert, because this message about the November the 9th, this could be a message from the Muslim mullahs sending a message to their Muslim connections all around the world, telling them what they need to do. This could well be the start of something big.
And what's also interesting is that it actually lasted 2 days. It lasted the 9th and the 10th. This year, the November 10th falls on a Friday. So they could go to their mosque, have Friday prayers, and then be involved in the repeat of Kristallnacht.
Yeah. This is knowing what goes on here in the Middle East, I wouldn't be surprised at all. But once again, we're blowing the shofar. We're sounding the alarm. And I hope people that are watching, and I hope that if you have an opportunity to get in the ears, to get in the faces of your leaders, your community leaders, your governors, your mayors, do so. It's time to wake up. This is not a joke anymore. It's happening.
What do you make of the fact, I was talking about the fact that there are righteous Gentiles working now to provide protection and security for Jews? We discussed that last night on TV. We were discussing it 2 weeks ago. I did a monologue on, are we approaching the time where Christians will have to protect Jews? So, interestingly enough, some of us Messianic Jews and Gentiles are thinking on the same vein without having conversations. And some planning are going on in various places, including here in the Mid-South, for those kind of things. And yet, then I interview my friend Olivier Melnick last night, and he's talking about that same thing, and he and I had not discussed that at all, even before going on the air. It is surreal we're living in this time.
You know, Brandon, all I can say is at a time that we don't have so many friends, when I hear stories like this, it really brings a tear to my eye, because, no doubt there will be some Gentiles that are going to be perhaps forced to put their lives on the line. We don't want that. But we know that there are so many Gentiles who genuinely love the Jewish people, simply mainly because their Messiah is Jewish, and their God has a love and a heart and a plan for the Jewish people. So what can I say? It blesses us to know we have some friends out there.
Let's open the phone lines. 1-800-347-9829. 1-800-347-9829. Your thoughts, your comments, your questions, listening friends. 1-800-347-9829. The Jerusalem Post today is, Aaron, as we wait for the first callers to appear, reporting a story that I'm sure you're familiar with. I didn't know who this lady was. We'll show it here for television. The headline, Tamimi, quote, "We will drink your blood. What Hitler did to you was a joke." Quote, "You will say that what Hitler did to you was a joke. Come on, we're waiting for you," end quote. That's what Palestinian political activist Ahed Tamimi said. I guess she assaulted an IDF officer, got 8 months, and has now become a social media figure and is out there talking about, in very graphic ways, what she wants done to the Jewish people. This is being reported on by the Jerusalem Post. Are you familiar with this individual?
Yeah, we know her very well. She's been an activist for a while. She's kind of a cult figure in the Palestinian world. And it's not really new, that kind of vocabulary that she uses, sadly. Our security forces know her very well. She likes to provoke. But sadly, she leads a lot of young people looking for a cause, looking for a bone to get their teeth into. And sadly, people like that kind of rhetoric and hatred and anger, and they follow her.
1-800-347-9829. Let's start out with Robert, line one. Robert, thank you for calling in today. You're on with Aaron, live from Israel, Robert.
Hello, Brendan, Brother Brendan, and Brother Aaron. I've called you before. I've told you I was Jewish, but I'm a Messianic Jew. I've been converted 46 years ago. This is what I want to say. And you bring it up time and time again. The body of Christ in America doesn't understand our Jewish roots as the Christian body of Christ. They don't understand that we actually have an attachment to the land of Israel. We began in Jerusalem, okay? Not only did my ancestors begin in Israel, and it was up in Haifa area, but the body of Christ began in Israel. We didn't begin in the United States of America, okay? We were born here, many of us. I was born in Springfield, Missouri, okay? But my attachment is to the land. And if we don't have a heart's desire to defend the land of Israel, we're not going to do nothing in this country. We're just going to go about our ways as we always do. We're going to go to work. We're going to come home. We're going to watch the football games. We're going to live the life of Riley until it hits the fan. And it's going to hit the fan in the United States of America.
You're right, Robert. It is going to. And we even have the FBI director, as useless as he is, warning yesterday before a congressional committee that we are at a much, much higher and heightened state of for a terrorist attack in the U.S. I anticipate it every day, every morning, every day. I'm not a prophet or a son of a prophet, but it's coming. I don't know what, I don't know when, but you can almost feel it in your bones. It's coming. These borders are not down for no reason. The people that are coming here for no reason. They are a standing military inside the 48, at least the lower 48. We'll be right back.
Not too long ago, we received 3,000 bottles of potassium iodine. This is to protect your thyroid in the event of a nuclear event. We had one distributor we wanted to purchase it from and offer to our audience, and they said, "I'm sorry, we can't sell it to you because we cannot keep it in stock. Therefore, we can't sell it to you because, you know, you'll get upset with us because you'll need it to fill the orders you have, and we won't be able to send it to you, and that creates a PR problem for all of us. So, sorry, we can't keep it in stock." Well, that led us to search, and we were able to finally secure brand new 3,000 bottles of potassium iodine. And by the way, these are selling fast. Well, no wonder. The government recently, according to many reports, has ordered up $290 million in anti-radiation medication. What are they planning? We know the FBI and the military held a week-long nuclear strike event in Houston, Texas. In New York, they've been running PSAs for what happens if there's a nuclear attack. What is this all about? I have no idea what they're planning, folks, but I do know that among my family's emergency supplies is potassium iodine. You'll find it in supply at our store online at WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. You can also call 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357, or just visit WVWTVstore.com.
All right, let's go to the phone lines, 1-800-347-9829. Allah in Arizona, line two. I think I'm saying it right. I don't know. Ayla in Arizona, line two.
Ayla?
Yes. Go right ahead.
So I just wanted to find out, perspective-wise, from the Christian as well as Jewish, various, counter arguments, or, you know, just perspective. Speaking of the Messiah, of Jesus Christ himself, and the way that you lived, and, you know, set a great example for all of us on the earth, regardless of your, you know, your belief. And that the fact of the matter is you're looking at...
All right, it sounds like you changed cell towers, and now we can't hear you very well.
Can you hear me now?
Yep, now we can.
Thank you. So, perspective-wise, with the fact of the matter of such a huge humanitarian crisis in Gaza right now, in the children and the women who are civilians, they're innocent folks, you know, in this conflict between Israel and Palestine. What's the perspective in regards to...
Okay, you're breaking up again, but I think I know what the question is. I think it's, what is our perspective from a Christian Judeo-Zionist, Christian Zionist perspective on the women and the children? I'll let Aaron speak for himself. My perspective is this ground... invasion, I don't even call it an invasion because that's not what it is. This ground operation, the security program that was put into place was put on hold in order to give the women and children a chance to get out. Many had moved. They moved south. They got out of that area, northern Gaza. But sadly, Hamas likes to hold them as human shields. We had reports that they were killing some of them that were trying to flee as an example to others. We heard they made their headquarters under a hospital, and they have made all kinds of underground bunkers. And so we saw recently when Israel's doing what they're doing to take out these terrorist leaders, the ground is very unstable because of the structures that have been built underneath, and thus foundations collapse, people get killed, again, collateral damage. But Israel goes out of their way to tell people, get out of this area, get out of this area. It's Hamas that's holding many of them there. By the way, let's not forget, it was the people that elected Hamas as their leaders. So there's only so much you can do if people want to put terrorists in power. That you can only do so much. But collateral damage, unfortunately, is a part of war. So the Christian perspective, or the Judeo-Christian perspective, is war is a horrific thing. Israel did not invite this. Hamas is setting these people up to be killed so they can use them for their political propaganda and as human shields. Aaron?
Yeah, I think the first and most important thing right now is we eliminate the threat of terrorism and genocide, because that's what Hamas want to do to us. So we're forced. We don't have a choice. We've got to deal with that, and we're trying to do it, as you've just tried to explain, in the most humane way, number one. Number two will be the next step, which will be very important, because do we go for justice or do we go for peace? And these are two very important points. And because, you know, we can go back and forth. We can trace it back, this whole big argument between the Jews and the Arabs for centuries. Do we go for justice or do we go for peace? And I think once the main threat is eliminated and dealt with, we will have a new Gaza, and then we will have to see how it's going to play out.
Let's run to Janet real quick in Tennessee, line four. Janet, thanks for calling in, Janet. Hi, Janet.
Hi, this is Janet. Originally, I've talked with you, Brandon, from
from Illinois, but we are now in Tennessee.
Amen.
So happy to be here.
Amen. Well, yes. Now you don't have to worry about being pulled over by an illegal alien who's been given a badge and a gun to arrest Americans and who was trained and brainwashed to hate Americans and now has arrest powers, as that crazy government of Illinois is now doing to their people. So thank you.
Amen.
I'm glad you're here and safe, and I think others should do the same.
Yes, I would like to offer a blessing for those, for Israel and for you, Aaron. I pray for you daily for the peace of Israel. And this comes from Psalm 121. I've had the privilege of singing this at Passover festivals here or there in Illinois. But I would like to offer this as a blessing. Esayenai el herharim me'ayim yavo ezri me'im Adonai ose shamayim va. Travleka El Yanum Shomreka Hine Lo Yanum Valo Isham Shomer Israel.
Beautiful. Aaron, what did she just say? She's reading the, she's singing the scriptures, isn't she?
Psalm 121, I lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He shall not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that watches over Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Thank you very much.
Amen.
You're welcome. I will be continue to pray.
So wonderful. Thank you, Janet. Janet from Tennessee. She left Illinois. Wisely is now in Tennessee. I wish I could get some family members in Illinois to do this, but I think the die is cast and they've decided to stay. I have family members in other parts of the country that should get out, but they continue to stay. You guys do what God calls you to do. Maybe God's called some of you to be martyrs behind those lines, but I'm telling you, people need to make wise decisions. Aaron, we always appreciate you so much. So glad you're part of our broadcast team. His website, lighttothenationsministry.com, lightstothenationministry.com. Hope you'll stay tuned for Crosstalk with Jim Schneider on vcyamerica.org. Take care.
This has been Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House. CDs are available by calling 1-800-729-9829. Or to hear an MP3 file of this or earlier programs, go to worldviewweekend.com. Views expressed may or may not be those of Worldview Weekend, VCY America, or this station. This program is a public affairs presentation of worldviewweekend.com and is heard weekdays on VCY America.
We are pleased to announce that all of my TV shows are now streaming live on a device that is the conservative alternative to Roku. You see, Roku, I can't promise you they won't cancel me tomorrow or censor us. But the owners of QUX invited us to live stream our programming on their network. You've seen me interview one of the owners, Millie Weaver, Millennial Millie. Well, they are very interested in what we do. They're very supportive of what we do. And they invited us to stream on this conservative alternative to Roku. You can order the little box, hook it to your flat screen television with an HDMI cable, sync it with your wireless router, just like you do with Roku, and you're live streaming all of the programs of WVW-TV. Now, again, here's the other thing. They will not track your data and sell it. That's right. They are not going to track your data and sell it. That's another reason to get yourself one of these QUX boxes. Lindell TV is on there, My Network, WVW-TV is on there. A lot of other conservative groups are coming on board streaming. All you got to do is buy the box, and then you can stream all of my shows free of charge on your
flat screen television. You can order a little box now at QUXNOW.com. QUXNOW.com. Please be sure to use the promo code at checkout, WVW, and they'll take $25 off your cost of your box. So to order your little box that you then can stream my programs live on your flat screen TV, you just go to QUXNOW.com, QUXNOW.com, and then at checkout, use the code WVW, and they'll take $25 off your order. Thanks to QUX for carrying all of my programs live streamed.